Here we go. Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, Ed Alexander, producing engineering. Ed and I welcome you to the show. It is the Buckmaster Show, Wednesday. It's the midweek edition, the 25th of March, 2015. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we live stream the show at a couple of sites, kvoi.com and at my website, buckmastershow.com. That's also the place for all of the podcasts and our complete show archive. It's available for you anytime, anywhere at buckmastershow.com. As usual, we have a very full hour for you. We'll begin with a conversation with State Senator Steve Farley. There is no shortage of news at the Capitol. Mr. Farley is the 9th Arizona Legislative District Senator. He is a Democrat. And then at 12:30, Barbara Brown joins us. Barbara will have an update on the community's effort to make this a better place for our four-legged friends. And we really have made a lot of progress just over the last 6 months or so. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040, for any questions or comments for Senator Farley. And, of course, our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's go now to the Capitol and State Senator Steve Farley, who is at his office at the Capitol. Senator Farley, how are you?
I could be better. You know, this is the last couple of weeks of session when things go a lot crazy around here, and I feel like I'm doing battle every 5 minutes. Well, you never know what's coming at you.
Well, it makes it very serendipitous to have you on the show today. There's a lot going on. Certainly, this latest attempt to take money from the Tucson Unified School District's desegregation funds. Just last week, we had board member Crystal Foster on the show, and at that point, it looked like this was dead, but it's been revived.
Yeah, and there are no shortage of enemies of TUSD up here. They just seem to find that as a convenient target for their hatred. They're hearing two new strikers in the House Appropriations Committee. The strikers are bills that completely replace an unrelated bill underlying it. They happen at the last minute to rush things through, and bad things come of strikers. If your listeners remember the alt fuels crisis, that was a striker in the last week of session, so there's a lot to watch out for. But right now, these two strikers, one of which would endanger the $64 million a year that TUSD receives in desegregation funding that is court-ordered, and the other one would rejiggle the whole the budget thing where they got rid of something called the 1% cap that would have the effect of reducing TUSD funding immediately per year by somewhere between $8 and $18 million. And this striker changes the way in which that happens so that it would be less likely that Pima County, which is threatened to sue, would be able to prevail in that suit. So there are a couple of bad bills that would, again, just devastate TUSD. I think we'd be looking at some serious cuts and some major programs, closing of schools and firing of teachers. And that's the last thing we need right now. I just can't believe the attacks we've seen on education at every level in this budget and now in these other bills coming forward.
There's a lot of chatter going on Facebook on the posts I've been seeing. A lot of folks are saying this is you're to blame, that this is being that this is being resurrected.
I'm not saying that. Well, I'm actually the one person fighting to support TUSD up here.
Well, let me say you're to blame in that you got into it with Michael Hicks, who I believe is also testifying today again.
Yeah, he actually is
in favor of this.
It's hard to say that I got in a fight with Michael Hicks when he actually, there was a bill called 1371 that would eliminate forthwith all that DSEG funding, even though it wouldn't eliminate the court order. And he signed in, it was a couple of months ago, he signed in favor of that bill as a TUSD board member. Mm-hmm. And that bit of propaganda was used to great effect by the sponsor and committee chair of the Finance Committee, Debbie Lesko. And he was doing that at the same time when his own superintendent, H.T. Sanchez, was up there testifying against it. He's doing the same thing today. I guess I wasn't surprised anymore, though I was surprised the first time. It's pretty shocking that an elected board member of a Tucson Unified School District would actually sell out his constituents, his families, his teachers, his kids who are going there, just to solve some sort of ideological point he's doing. People have to be called out. Actions have consequences. That's important. If you're going to go up and you're going to betray the district that you are sworn to preserve and give aid and comfort to its enemies, then you're doing bad things for those people that elected you to help make things better in the district. And people can say what they want to, but I'm not going to stand by when somebody screws over a district that is doing the best they can for 47,000 kids.
Steve Farley is with us, 790-2040, 790-2044. Steve Farley, we had the head of the Education Association, which represents, as you know, thousands of teachers in Arizona. Andrew Morrill was on the show this week. He's very upset, as are teachers. Is this about as bad as you've seen the situation with education in your, it's 10 years, right, in the legislature?
This is actually my ninth year.
Oh, okay.
And it is the worst. I mean, I actually worked pretty well with Governor Brewer. I disagreed with her about a lot of things, but we came together about a lot of stuff, and she thought for herself on many things. I had high hopes for Governor Ducey because I met him several years ago at a leadership training thing we're on together, and we talked about the need to work across the party lines, and we'd worked on some things together when I was serving the House. So I was really disappointed by the fact that once he got into office, he surrounded himself by ideologues, people from the Goldwater Institute, people from Americans Prosperity, a Koch brothers-funded organization that's dedicated to simply cutting taxes and cutting government and cutting education. And then his budget came out, devastating education at every level. And even worse, after his budget was approved in record time, and I might add, I've now discovered why it's approved in record time, because this next week we're going to get the meeting of the Finance Advisory Committee, which is going to announce that we have more money than we thought we did, so we wouldn't have had to cut that much if we'd waited to do the budget. So they rushed the budget to cut more. And now, after the budget's done, he and his spin doctors are trying to claim that he actually didn't cut education. It's positively Orwellian. I've not seen this example of newspeak anywhere outside of 1984.
Now, tell me this again. You say there will be information released next week about the finances for the state of Arizona showing Arizona is actually in better shape?
Yeah, we're actually increasing our revenues. We're in better shape, and we would not have to have cut as much as we did if we had waited to do the budget at a normal time instead of rushing it through. And the indication is part of the reason we rushed it through was in order to cut more. That's where we're at. And it's bad for Arizona. It's bad for our future. It's bad for a lot of things. And I'm hoping that voters next time see these cuts, understand what's being done to us, and change who they're voting for. Because we've got to change who runs this place.
Well, there's going to be less money, right, now that the vote was 18 to 10 yesterday on this income tax bracketing. There'll be less revenue for the state, correct?
Yeah, I had a bill that actually would have enabled that to go into place and would have been revenue neutral. That changing the inflation tax brackets is going to benefit primarily wealthy people in this state. And it will cost the state $18 million next year, $30 million the next, and even more in the years beyond that. If we could have stopped from going into effect the last bit of the corporate tax cuts that they had enacted several years ago, the corporate sales factor, from going from 90 to 100%, then that would have offset entirely the amount of revenue we'll be forgoing from the income tax brackets change. And that only makes sense to me because these corporate tax cuts haven't done a thing for our economy. We were told they would create more jobs. We were told we'd get lots more revenues back. We'd have better wages. And in fact, our wages are stagnating and we're probably struggling more than anyone else in the country to come out of the recession. On the other hand, like Minnesota, which has one of the worst business climates for taxes in the country, invested in education and transportation, and now their economy is growing at a faster rate than anyone else in the country. That's an economic climate. A good economic climate isn't just tax cuts. You got to invest in education. You got to invest in transportation. And we're doing neither of those things. And it makes me very scared for our future if this bunch continues to get to run the state.
Steve Farley is with us. Have you decided now about CD2, perhaps running for that office for Congress?
Well, I'm glad people are, I'm flattered people are talking about things, but I don't really need to be flattered. I want to be doing work that I think really matters the most. And frankly, I don't think Congress the way it is today is something that is a good place for me or almost anybody else to be. I think your message is controlled by the national parties. You spend every day raising money, and then you get outraged by anonymous dark money that then just lies about you on TV. And they spend all their time yelling at each other with trying to get something on everybody else, and that's not my kind of place. I now know how the legislature works. I think I understand what can be done to make this a better place, and I'm going to fight it as hard as I can to stop the bad stuff and get new stuff enacted and see if we can get toward a majority. I'm really focused on this state. So, no, I'm not running for CD2, and I'm not running for Congress, and I'm really focused on what we can do here in Arizona, because we got a lot of problems we got to solve.
Okay, folks, you just heard it. Steve Farley making it official right here on the Buckmaster Show. He is not a candidate for CD2. Steve, stick around. I know this is your lunch hour. It's very busy there, but we need to talk some more about what's going on up there. Take a break right here. Steve, stay around, okay?
Gladly.
All right. Be right back.
To your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pests and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. There's always a party or event going on somewhere, thanks to Arizona Party Rental. We're ready to roll out the red carpet for you. Listen to what our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Joseph Blair. Whether I was playing power forward with the U of A Wildcats or around the world as a professional basketball player, and now as a community leader and founder of Blair Charity Group, helping disadvantaged youth and supporting the Southern Arizona community, I've always worked hard to be the best I can and give back. That's why I absolutely love working with Arizona Party Rental. From golf tournaments to other charity events, Arizona Party Rental has always been efficient, professional, and easy to work with. The team at Arizona Party Rental will make your next party or event a slam dunk.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joseph. Great assist. Our community really appreciates everything you've done on and off the court. Before you plan your next special event, visit Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Stop by our showroom on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Yeah. Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. State Senator Steve Farley with us on the Buckmaster Show live line from the Capitol. What's the wackiest legislation now that's been introduced so far, Steve?
That's a hard competition, but I do have to mention in the course of one of the wacky ones and dangerous ones, we had debate in Senator Probst on a striker that would allow guns in all public places unless you had a metal detector or security force there, which would cost Maricopa County about $47 million. We haven't heard yet how much it would cost Pima County. In the testimony, Sylvia Allen explained her vote by saying that she wanted to have a bill requiring all people, all Americans, to have to go to church on Sunday.
What?
It's on video. It'll be interesting once that gets edited together. And she said, in the meantime, in order to combat the moral decay that's coming from people not doing that, she's going to go vote yes on this guns in public places bill so everyone can defend themselves against all the criminal attitudes that are happening because we're not all going to church on Sunday.
Well,
so there's that.
Well, something told me once we brought up guns in public buildings that we would hear from our next caller, and that is Charles. Charles Heller is with us.
Charles.
On the Buckmaster Show.
He wants to talk about the First Amendment along with the Second, because
okay.
I think Sylvia often skips the first one on the way to the second, and that was clear in her comments last night.
Charles, hey, go ahead.
I would like to correct an inaccuracy that Senator Farley made, and I believe deliberately so. He claims that there's a bill to legalize having guns in public buildings. There's nothing illegal about it now. And when you state something that way, you cast a patina of false...
Well, actually, Charles, if I might contradict you,
when there is
a sign prohibiting a gun in a public building, that makes it a crime if you carry it.
Charles?
Yes.
What do you say to that?
That sign will be obeyed by the law abiding, disobeyed by criminals. What that
well,
sets
but,
up
but
is
Charles,
a, hang on,
you
let
just
me
said,
finish.
Okay. You just said I lied,
a disarm
and I just said
victim,
I didn't.
A government-generated disarmed victim zone, and that's what the legislation is attempting to prevent. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Common Core. The governor now saying that... Let's don't rush to get rid of Common Core so quickly. What's your thinking?
Well, let's make clear. The governor said some things that both sides said he was with them on. The governor was very carefully crafting his statement to the Department of Education, saying, well, let's review the Common Core and replace what things aren't appropriate. And in stating that, I read comments from people who hate Common Core saying, yeah, he's with us, he's getting rid of it all. and people who love Common Core saying, yeah, he's being reasonable, and we're going to be able to keep Common Core, he's saying. And this is kind of in line with what the governor's been doing, is that he's saying things that are contradictory. He's doing things that are different from what he's saying he's doing, like cutting education at all levels and then telling people that he actually increased funding. So I'm still unclear exactly what he's going to do. We do have a bill that would forbid any Common Core in the state, which could potentially endanger $600 million in federal funds that go to our schools. And that's still moving forward, and it'll be interesting to see whether he vetoes that or not, because he's at some point going to have to take a decision that he can't spin. In the meantime, he's actually having lunch with Scott Walker today in Phoenix, another governor that's been put into office by Koch brothers money. I don't know if he'll be asking advice from what Scott did, because he certainly cut education the way Walker did. But it's yet to be seen where he actually stands on Common Core. I'm hoping that the business community, because the Arizona Chamber of Commerce was very strong in supporting Arizona standards that actually can be accountable, and they supported him as well. So it's going to be a very uncomfortable position for this governor to have to take both sides at once for a very long time, and at some point he's going to have to come down on the side of one or the other.
Have you had any success with any of your legislation this session?
David Gowen, the Speaker of the House, has killed every single Democratic bill. He's done it in interesting ways. I had a bill that I got every single Senate Republican to sign on to, including President Biggs, who in his explanation of vote during the vote where it passed unanimously said, I may not agree with any other Farley bill, but I love this bill. It was a bill to help small business owners and sole proprietors make it more easy to refinance their homes. And that was set February 16th. It passed the Senate. A month later, it still was not assigned to a committee in the House. It was finally assigned to committee in the House the day that committee met, when it was too late to put it on an agenda. So that's the way a Republican bill completely fails, even though because it's run like by a Democrat. And that's actually, I was astounded to read that Speaker Gowen's public information officer announced that it was the Speaker's policy to only allow bills to on the floor which, quote, advance the Republican agenda, unquote. And I always thought that we were actually advancing Arizonans' agenda around here.
A quick comment to Adriana, who just Facebooked us. You mentioned the Koch brothers. Adriana says, always taking the easy way out of an argument, Steve.
I'm not sure which argument or what easy way out of the argument. We just have to look at this governor was elected on $12 million of dark money that we still don't know where it came from. The Koch brothers have been funding actual robocalls into school districts, attacking superintendents who criticize the cuts in education that Ducey has done in the budget. He's got a whole bunch of people from out of state backing his campaign and backing his policies, even when they're bad for Arizona. And I think that's what he's banking on. There's nothing easy about this for anybody. It's really hard for the state of Arizona that we got out-of-state interests running our state right now. And I think it's time for us to really wake up and look at what's being done to us and change things.
5-10 years from now, will this be a completely different state because of the demographics?
I think it could be a completely different state in 2016. There's a presidential year. I think we're going to get a lot more people out to vote who didn't vote in the last election. People will be very excited, and I think the independents are now so turned off, and even a bunch of Republicans, by how much this governor has attacked education and how many crazy bills, frankly, this legislature is putting forward. This is like the worst I have seen it here, and there's no backstop. And that's not what people want. In Arizona, people like divided government. So I think we end up with a Governor Ducey for the last 2 years of his term, and a Democratic Senate and possibly Democratic House.
Anybody emerging from the Democrats who could challenge Mr. Ducey? And, of course, your name would come up even in that regard. But what are you hearing?
No one's really talking about contenders in 2016, 2018 yet, because a lot of things will happen between now and then. But I think there will be a lot of very qualified people coming up to take him on if that comes down to it. Because if he continues to govern the way he's governing, with the interests of out-of-state backers of dark money in mind more than the people of Arizona, then there's going to be a wide coalition of people who would like to go in a different direction in Arizona.
All right. I'm really out of time. Matthew, I wish you had called in a little bit early. I'm going to just because I'm such a good guy, I'm going to take your call, Matthew. But, Steve, just give him a really quick answer, please, okay?
Glad to.
Okay. Matthew, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, could you articulate how bad SB 1120 will be, and what can we do to help right now? I know it's in committee hearing, and to prevent it from getting out of committee today.
SB 1120 is one of the strikers that's being heard in the House of Probes right now, and it forces a forensic audit, they call, on TUSD and Phoenix Union, both the DSAG districts, both districts which already undergo massive audits all the time from the federal judge and from the plaintiffs and from the special master. It forces TUSD to pay for that itself, and then it doesn't allow them to spend any of their $64 million a year in DSAG money until the audit is done and it's reviewed by the House Appropriations Committee, which could be a year later, which could have the effect of not allowing them to spend the money they're collecting. So it's bad. Talk to the House Appropriations Committee. Send information to every member of the House and Senate and tell them you're tired of the war on schools, because that's what we're seeing.
Okay, wrapping up the session, when is your prediction, please, Senator Farley?
Some people are talking about next Thursday. I think it's going to wander on until probably the following Tuesday or Wednesday, 8th or 9th, something along those lines.
So kind of early April toward mid-April at the latest, huh?
Yeah, exactly, although we can't get out of here fast enough given the bad bills that keep popping up by surprise. In the middle of the night, that's the way it works here.
The road home on I-10 heading south to Baja, Arizona will look good to you, huh, Steve?
It sure will. You know, this is no way to run a state, and I'm going to do what I can to change that.
Okay. Whether you agree with him or not, Steve Farley's always a good guest, and we appreciate Mr. Farley, Senator Farley, being with us. Have a great rest of the day, Steve.
I will. You too, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot. 12:32 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll have some good news about animal well-being issues. Things are really looking up for our four-legged friends right after the Buckmaster Show, mid-break. Be right back.
How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM, positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love, and pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of handwoven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday on the Buckmaster Show, we'll talk with Arizona Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. Also, we'll visit with the new chair of the Democratic Party in Arizona. Buckmaster, noon to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The music of Coldplay taking us now into our second 30-minute segment here on the midweek edition of Buckmaster Show. And folks who've been listening to the show for 4 years know that I love animals. Very passionate about animal care issues. And the lady seated next to me cares equally as much and probably even more. Barbara Brown is the Vice President of Program Services and Community Initiatives at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Barbara, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks.
For folks who don't know what, just a kind of brief background about Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, what is it?
Well, you'll find community foundations in many communities across the country. The sector is 100 years old. Our community foundation is celebrating its 35th anniversary. We've been here since 1980. And basically, we help with community philanthropy. We're there for folks who would like to make gifts to the community in terms of scholarships or grants to nonprofits. We help match donors with great organizations and provide different vehicles for people to be philanthropists. So you and I, Bill, you know, we don't have a lot.
No.
You know, later...
We have humble beginnings.
Exactly. But later, you know, and I've got in my will, right?
Yes.
The ability that I can actually be quite a philanthropist and I can help direct that for the causes that I care about after I've gone. And that's the kind of thing that we help do.
So someone comes to you and they say, look, I really want to take care of the animals in this community. Mm-hmm. You sit down with this person, this individual, and you can make some suggestions in the way the money would be best spent.
Absolutely. So we find out what kinds of animals are they interested in. Do they like horses? Do they like dogs or cats? Would they like to support an established organization? passion, or are they interested in something that would be a little different, you know, cutting edge? So we really listen and play the matchmaker so that we can make sure that their gift goes to where they would like it to do the most good.
Well, when we first sat down to talk about the future of Pima Animal Care Center, we were talking about when the early days of the bond, whether there was going to be a bond, and there was a bond, and the people spoke. They want a new facility at Pima Animal Care Center. What's been happening since voters approved that last November?
Well, if you were in the general public, you'd think it was relatively quiet and nothing was happening. But, of course, things are going on behind the scenes. So the folks associated with the county have sent out an RFP. That RFP had some requirements in it. They really would like to have the facility be as green as possible. They also would like to have architects who have some knowledge about building a shelter, and because that is very particular. So they ended up with 11 applicants, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They've winnowed that to 4 or 5. Those folks are going to make a presentation to whoever is the decision makers. I'm not exactly sure, supervisors or whoever. And they'll make a decision in April. But at the same time, they've also been beginning to sell the bonds because they know that when they do select an architect, they're going to have to begin making payments and that sort of thing. And as you know, they're going to roll them out as needed. So even though the bond was $22 million, it may not be that they issue bonds for $22 million. It's what they need as they go along. But once the architect is selected, then they're going to solicit input from the community, which is fantastic. So that's going to happen in the summer. They're going to do some concept designs, and that will start to be really fine-tuned through March, and then groundbreaking in April 2016, and to be completed by October-ish 2017. Now, you know, Bill, that's pretty fast track.
Yeah.
Because even the the little renovation that they did on the front of the shelter,
mm-hmm.
That was a $3 million bond that was passed in 2004, and it took a little over 4 years for that simple remodel to happen. This whole thing is supposed to happen in 3 years, which is really quite astounding. And, you know, it's much more complex than that little renovation. And what does make it complex is the fact that they can't shut down the shelter this is going on. They're going to have to figure out how can we move trucks and build things in phases so that they can make all this work.
Keeping the mission of getting folks to adopt our friends who are out there. And that leads me to some more good news. And the fact is, the numbers show that, about 40%, just 6 years ago, the live release rate at PACC was below 40%.
Mm-hmm.
This fiscal year, the live release rate is now averaging an all-time high of 83%.
It's excellent news, particularly given the fact that they get more and more animals all the time. So, you know, a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, they got over 100 animals in one day.
Mm.
And their facility, they have to take all of the animals. They don't turn anyone away. So, given the sheer numbers, this is kind of astounding. But, you know, Bill, they've really changed the way that they really want to operate. People have wanted to operate this way, but it was really kind of institutionalizing this way and to save as many as possible. And so I think that they really had great foresight as the county to hire a development director because that person then can help tell the story and to bring in donations so that the vets can do their job. You know, without having some additional money to fix those broken legs or, you know, do the kinds of surgeries and things that these animals need, you know, we can't get the rate up. So Karen Hollish has been really, really instrumental in helping raise that rate, in addition to everybody just pitching in and knowing that this is the right thing to do.
And Karen is heading up this newly formed nonprofit fund.
Yes.
The Pima Animal Care Center, Friends of PACC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they announced that they now will be hiring 4 additional employees.
Well, and you know, they're really smart because they're going to have this big building. Mm-hmm. And they know that they need to set the stage now for helping to sustain that. You know, it's really nice to have a building, but if you don't have the money to do the stuff that you need to go on inside. So like the library model, right? We have a Friends of the Pima County Library. And that's where people who want to write a check to a nonprofit, they write the check to the foundation, and the foundation in turn finds the best projects, the greatest need, and shares that with the different library branches. Same model. So the Community Foundation has the option for the right project. It can't be just anything. We have a type of fund that's the project funds. They're temporary in nature, and they are to assist a fledgling group get ready to go out on their own. That's exactly what this is. So the fund, Friends of Pima Animal Care Center, sits at the Community Foundation. There is a board. There are guidelines for what they can and cannot do. But their whole goal over the next 2-year period, and actually we've already gone 6 months into it, so over the next year and a half, is to get ready to be a standalone 501c3. In the meantime, they had this opportunity where a donor, Bonnie Kay, who's amazing, loves animals more than you and I combined.
Really? Okay. Thank you, Bonnie, for stepping up.
Yeah, she saw the need for having a couple of people to be in the cat room, someone to be at a help desk, mm-hmm. to assist people come up with options rather than drop your animal off, and then to have some marketing. So she, for a 1-year period, made a donation to this fund to be used for these 4 part-time positions.
All right. We're going to have to take a break, but before we do, we want to tell you this portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They have a huge event coming up, the 20th Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival. Taj Mahal, the legendary blues master, is going to be the headliner on Memorial Day weekend over there in Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. You can find out about the great places to stay and things to do by visiting their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Places to stay like Cottage of Whispering Canyon. We'll be right back.
At Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes.
We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock.
323-8650. 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems.
323-8650. That's 323-8650.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered, and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery, featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Barbara Brown is with us. Barbara is Vice President of Program Services and Community Initiatives at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. We went a little longer because we had so many issues that I want to talk about with the animal well-being issues. Went a little longer than I thought with the Pima Animal Care Center, but that was information that, Barbara, I think we needed to get out.
Oh, absolutely. I think so.
What is this MASH? Like, you know, the old TV show MASH,
yeah,
style, a spay-neuter effort underway.
Well, you know, one of the things that I also am chair of the Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare, and that's a coalition of a lot of organizations that have come together. And one of the things we've thought about from the very beginning, over 2.5 years ago, was thinking, how could we have a spay-neuter event that really was, you know, where we get a lot of animals done at the same time? And there is one kind of model that is a MASH model, so that a lot of vets come to one place and they take care of, you know, kind of a
almost
convening place.
Assembly line kind
exactly
of thing.
Exactly right. And mm-hmm. So Pat Hubbard at the Humane Society has called together a coalition of folks, and she's making this dream come true, which is totally cool. We actually have a date, October 10th and 11th at Wakefield Middle School. What's so cool about this and what makes it different is it's going to be 48 hours. So it's going to be the whole time, no breaks.
Really?
Right. And so we think we got Guinness Book of Records thing happening here in terms of time and the number of animals that we can do. And they're going to work really hard to take care of any barriers also. So if people have transportation barriers and that sort of thing, it's going to be free or very, very low cost. depending on what your situation is.
This is the first I've heard of this. So this,
yeah.
It's like a 48-hour spay-neuter nonstop
clinic.
Clinic.
Here we go. That's right. And what's great is because, you know, there's going to be a lot of vets there. If they see anything that this animal needs that's come in, they'll take care of that too. So there's going to be deworming and shots and toenail clipping and that sort of thing because they've got the animal. Why not do all of that? Vaccinations. But if there's an animal in a particular need, they're going to see what they can do to take care of that and get that over to the Humane Society, to their operating room, or whatever they need to do. It's just amazing.
How do folks get an appointment?
You would talk to Pat Hubbard over at the Humane Society if you want some more information, want to volunteer, or you know, be a part of it.
And that's coming up in October, and we'll have more about that as we get closer. But right now, the most... this will be the biggest, actually, adoption event in the state of Arizona. It's going to be Adopt Local. Adopt Love, Adopt Local.
That's
admission
right.
is free. Tell us about this big event.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. This has been more than a year in the making with a lot of volunteers under our Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare umbrella. One of the things that we identified early on was the need to get more animals adopted, to really look locally, not to go get a breeder, you know, out of state or that sort of thing, but look local and look at some of our wonderful rescue groups and what they have. So at the Tucson Expo on April 11th from 9 to 4, free admission, folks can come in and they're going to be able to speak to greyhound people, beagle people, tortoise rescue folks, the Ironwood Pig Sanctuary.
Oh my goodness.
Equine Voices. You know, it's going to be, PAC will be there, of course, and Humane Society. It's going to be in some way kind of one-stop shopping because we've also made sure that the vendors are vendors that will support successful adoption. So veterinary, you know, Valley Animal Hospital stepped up right away to be a sponsor, and they're going to be there, which is wonderful. But we'll have vets and groomers and trainers and, you know, folks that can help you be successful with your adoption with your new best friend.
And the location, what is the venue for this?
It's the Tucson Expo Center. So it's right off of Irvington on I-10. If you go to the website, adoptloveadoptlocal.org, there's a map. There's a long list of all the groups that will be there. There's a thank you to our sponsors. And we're getting ready to put up the schedule for the two, you know, so you'll be able to go around to all these booths. But we're going to have an entertainment stage and a demonstration area. So in the demonstration area, for example, we have Dog and You Unlimited that's coming. and that's if you have a herding type dog and you would like to get your dog trained. This is a person who can help you do that. So they're going to do a demonstration, and they're going to be herding ducks. So it's going to be super, super cute. And then we're going to have the Tucson Freestyle group that's going to show you how to dance with your dog, and you know, because you know, those kinds of bonding activities that you can do are good for you, good for your animal.
And the animals will be available for adoption.
Oh, they sure will.
So there'll be a huge group of animals.
We are hoping,
yes,
fingers crossed, that 200 animals get adopted that day. Mm-hmm. And for you, Bill, we're going to have a special cat room.
Oh,
and
good.
So we want cat you to room. Come down and check out the cats in that cat
cuddle
room.
Cuddle with the cats.
Because they need it and they'd love to see you.
Yeah, and hopefully we can get some of these older animals who've been at some of our local shelters a long time. It warms my heart on Facebook when I see the oldest, the animal that had been the longest at a particular shelter finally gets that freedom ride home.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And, you know, they're going to bring a variety of animals. So they're
going to
bring
old.
Young and old. Mm-hmm. And what's so great, though, is, you know, a Beagle won Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
And so typically what happens is everyone then wants a Beagle. Well, you know, Beagles howl and Beagles do these other kinds of things that may not be right for you or your lifestyle. You'll be able to talk to people about Beagles and their personalities and whether that's a good fit or not. So it's such a great thing to go from booth to booth and find the perfect pet for you.
Well, this is terrific. This is organized by Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare, known as PAWS, which is an initiative of the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Again, it will be on Saturday, April 11th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tucson Expo Center, East Irvington Road between Palo Verde and Alvernon. And the goal is to adopt about 200 animals. That will be the goal, and I hope we actually surpass that. Thank you.
Oh, I think we will.
All right. Barbara Brown, always a pleasure. Thank you. Barbara, if you're looking for an auto mechanic...
Oh, I always
I thought so, yeah. Just about every guest I ask that
yes.
question. Who isn't? I mean, our friend Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works over a convenient Midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly, 323-8650. Free 26-point inspection from Mike and the team, and tell them that Bill Buckmaster sent you. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, Chris and Joe from 6 to 8, 8 to 9, it's the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 12:04, it's me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander. We'll do it all over again tomorrow with the Thursday edition. Till then, I hope you have a great afternoon and evening.